ready.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're out of here.
All right.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting. On, I guess they say this Tuesday or something like that. So, if the gentlemen would have any changes to the agenda.
I have none.
I have none.
I have.
Oh, don't we need to remove the work session?
Oh, yep, right. Remove the work session.
We put department heads and elected officials, Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. I see there was an article in the paper over the weekend about the upcoming elections for the primary. And I want to thank the Hawkeye for putting that stuff in there. I have a whole list of candidate filing deadlines and everything. The only thing I do want to state is for the June 7th primary. The filing for county offices does start March the 7th, and the ending date, the last day to file papers, is March the 25th. So there is a timeframe in there. And for the federal and state candidates, all of those go through the Secretary of State's office. And their filing period is February 28th, and it ends March the 18th. So if anybody wants to know how many nomination signatures those need, they will have to contact the Secretary of State's office.
What's the end date on that again, Terry?
For the state and federal?
Yeah.
The ending date, it begins February 28th, and it ends March the 18th. And then for local candidates, it's March the 7th, and it ends March the 25th. And of course, we'll have one Board of Supervisor, the county attorney, the county recorder, the county treasurer, and then there's non-party offices that will be on the 22 general, but we'll discuss that later on. So, but everybody, even if you're going to be a non-party and on the general election, you still have to file these filing dates in order to be on the general election ballot. So there's no future dates for candidates. So anyway, that's it.
Thank you. Sarah Doty, payroll?
Keeping busy with payroll. Payroll week this week, so it's busy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Colin, IT?
I just keep busy like always, but nothing new to report, so.
Sheriff Plan Danny?
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. Our two newer deputies that finished the academy are in their final step of training, so we're excited to be wrapping that up. We're probably a couple weeks out from that. Our jail numbers are continuing to do well. We're at 63 total population, but only 58 actually in our jail. So four of those are juveniles, so one's a conflict adult that's out of county.
That's good to see them numbers go down.
Pretty happy to see where those numbers are.
Yeah.
Not quite a ghost town out there, but it feels a lot more okay.
Thank you. Jared Lassiter, Southeast Iowa Regional Planning.
Nothing in particular in terms of the regular business. Just seem to keep busy as always. Anything today is, of course, the second reading of the land use ordinances on the agenda, and that's all we have today. So unless you have anything to add.
I was going to mention that sometime, either next week or week after, do one more work session related to the ordinances. We talked about these structures. And just wanted to review those before we bring those forward to a separate resolution. So just something to think about here in the next few weeks.
And that could be
a couple weeks.
I'll definitely do that. Get that on the And Yvonne, how's the safety department?
Good morning. We're doing pretty good. I don't have a whole lot new to report. I would like to remind people that it's going to get cold today. We got rain, so please slow down. Our last snow episode, I think people all forgot how to drive in the middle of winter, and since it's the end of winter, I'm not sure how that happened. But just slow down, take it easy. Don't be in a rush to get anywhere. But other than that, we're good.
Okay, thank you. Krista Bowie Miller, Public Health.
Good morning. I really don't have anything new to report. We're just keeping busy.
Natalie Stepson, see behind Zach there. How's the reporter's office?
Good
morning. The recorder's office is good. Hopefully this week, as far as digitizing the records, they'll be able to come and pick up some of those books and take those out to start that process. So looking forward to that, but things are going well.
How's the voter registration going?
Going slow. I don't think people are quite thinking about taking their votes out yet, but it's coming.
Thank you. Ryan Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Kind of filling back up on mix and stuff. We had a little bit of weather there at the end of last week. Appreciate the guys being out to deal with that. So things change fast, so then you go through a couple days of 50 and 60 degree weather and you kind of forget about it. So other than that, staying plenty busy when the weather allows. So.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. Rodney Blazer, maintenance.
Good morning. Just got a lot of different things going on. Nothing new to report this morning.
Okay, thank you. Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. The Wellmark grant that we're applying for has been submitted. They make a decision on that on April 29th, so we'll know whether we got those dollars. I should note that the ice conditions on the lakes have just turned bad in a hurry. With all this rain, the warm weather that we got, there's open water between the ice and the shore in some ponds and lakes. And so this likely, I'm going to guess, is going to be the end of the ice fishing season. But with the way the fish are biting, people are going to try it. So we get another little cold snap here, and we get some surface ice on that. Just folks need to understand that ice is going to be rotten underneath there. And it's not going to hold the way it did before. Now it's got all this water penetrating it. It's going to, it's not going to be good conditions. And so we encourage people to be very careful. We've had a lot of requests for people wanting to drive their ATVs out on Big Hollow Lake. Our stance as county conservation has always been to not allow that. We don't allow ATVs anywhere in the park other than on the roads per the county ordinance. The problem comes in is that state lakes do allow that. And so we've had some discussion as to why we don't and they do. We know we have some springs under that lake. We know that those ice conditions in that lake can be rather unpredictable. I mean, we might have 2 inches in one spot and 6 or 7 in another. And so it's just been our policy that we're willing to take that risk. But I do think that at next week's board meeting, we're probably going to have some folks coming in and bringing that issue up. So it's something we're going to look into from a liability perspective, but that's kind of been our stance, and that's where we're currently at. It's a moot point now. You're not going to be driving anything out on the ice now. But when you've got 15-inch crappie biting pretty regular, and, I mean, it's not uncommon to have 50, 60, 70 people out on that lake. There's a lot of folks that want to get out there. And I understand that because the spots where they're fishing is way down towards the dam, and there's just no real good access down there. So it's a discussion we're going to have, but there's a risk there. And so we're going to have to weigh that against some of that demand for getting into some of those spots. And then finally, our watershed plan we've been working on, it is, I think, finally through the DNR process and should be headed to the EPA fairly soon. I've got a question into the engineer as to how long that's going to take. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to answer that. We know how federal agencies can work sometimes, but this is the last step in the process, getting it to EPA, assuming they don't have substantive changes to it. We get approval on that, and then we move on to start applying for funding for practices and stuff like that. So that process is moving. We're happy to have that going. So hopefully by spring or this summer, we can look at possibly getting some implementation out there.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Did I miss anybody? Moving on, the correspondence. I see none here. Do either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I have none.
No. Okay. So move on to discussion and vote. We have a resolution for the MAD locally funded project to the LFPP 114C22-7X-29 PCC paving on Upper Flint Road.
So this is a project we've discussed, and it's really just bringing it in early enough that we can get it out for a letting. Otherwise, it would have just showed up in the upcoming construction program. We did the other end of the road, a year or two ago, and it's just, I don't know, the deterioration on the roads probably unmatched on anything else we have. So we have the funds, and really, like I said, this just allows us to go ahead and get this thing out for letting whereas it would have originally just showed up in July when we do our construction program. So I recommend approval. I guess to summarize it, it is up front road. It'll be replacement of existing concrete with new concrete, and it's about a half mile long. The engineer's estimate is about $770,000, and I'll be the first to admit that with the way inflation has impacted construction, both in labor and in materials, we have absolutely no idea if that's an accurate estimate or not. It could come in significantly under, it could go over. So we'll just kind of, this will be a little bit of a learning process for us, but we'll go from there. So.
What's your gentleman's wishes?
Motion to approve.
I second that. Sarah.
Terry, okay. Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane Campbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess Terry is sitting back there.
Yes, I am today. Don't want her to have all the fun.
There you go.
You have to confuse Jim once in a while.
Keeping on his toes.
You should swap seats halfway through and make it real interesting.
Yeah.
Don't give them any ideas.
Play it off like you're there the whole time.
Right.
Okay, now we have the resolution declaring Des Moines County to be a safe amendment sanctuary county. I'm sure there's going to be some public comments on here, seeing people out here. So we're going to give each person 2 minutes to speak after we read this and say what you have to say. So. Oh, you want to read that?
Resolution 2022-12, resolution declaring Des Moines County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county. Whereas the right of the people to keep and bear arms is guaranteed as an individual right under the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas the right of the people to keep and bear arms for the defense of life, liberty, and property is regarded as an inalienable right by the people of Des Moines County. And whereas the people of Des Moines County derive economic benefit from all safe forms of firearms recreation, hunting and shooting conducted within Des Moines County using all types of firearms allowable under the United States Constitution and laws of the state of Iowa. And whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors was elected to represent the citizens of Des Moines County and have sworn by their oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Iowa. And whereas Iowa State Senators and State Representatives have also sworn by their oath of office to uphold the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of Iowa. And whereas legislation is currently being considered and expected to be proposed by both the Iowa State Legislature and federal legislature that potentially seeks to infringe on the constitutionally protected right of citizens to keep and bear arms. Don't give me a breath here. Whereas it is desirable to declare that Des Moines County is a Second Amendment sanctuary county, as Des Moines County opposes the enactment of any legislation that would infringe upon the constitutional right of the people of Des Moines County to keep and bear arms. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors hereby declares Des Moines County to be a Second Amendment sanctuary county, and thereby states its opposition to the enactment of any legislation that would infringe upon the constitutional right of the people of Des Moines County to keep and bear arms.
Do we have any public comment on this out there? Dale? State your name and...
Certainly. Dale Allison, A-L-I-S-O-N, 721 Court Street, Burlington. And thank you, Board, for allowing me to address you. I have to admit that I was predisposed to speak in opposition to this, but I had a few questions first. As Tom read the proposed regulation resolution, it specifically mentions unknown laws that may be passed that may infringe upon individual Second Amendment rights, and that those those laws may be considered unconstitutional. And I was just wondering, Mr. Carey, if you could describe what an unconstitutional law is.
An unconstitutional law?
Seems like an oxymoron to me.
Well, let me put it this way. Any law that we have is a constitutional law.
That's my point.
That's your point. But the Second Amendment law, I took an oath when I joined the Navy to uphold the Constitution. And the Second Amendment gives us the right to hold and bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I took the oath the same when I got elected to the supervisor, three different times. And an unconstitutional law would be take that away from me.
Well, I noticed as I came into the building this morning, there is a sign at the front door that says no guns are allowed inside the courthouse. Is that a constitutional law? Does it say anywhere in the Constitution that I can't bring a gun into this courthouse?
Not in...
I believe it says unauthorized weapons, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, is that an unconstitutional law? And who decides what an unconstitutional law is? To me, there's a separate branch of government that decides.
Let me tell you something right now. You're wanting to get an argument started.
No. I'm asking you if you thought this out.
I'm not going to argue with you.
I'm asking a question if you know what an unconstitutional law is.
What is an unconstitutional law? No, let's say I don't.
Okay.
What is one then?
Then why are we bringing up this Second Amendment sanctuary city? Let me go on a little further. It seems to me that state law would trump county law, and federal law would trump state law. Already, the U.S. government is suing the state of Missouri over a similar law. Is this board willing, if some entity chooses to sue Des Moines County, should this ordinance be enacted, are you willing to pick up legal expenses to fight it?
No.
Okay. If Des Moines County deputies are asked to serve a gun-related warrant from, let's say, Chicago, will they?
Let me ask you this. Did you read the part that this here on this resolution, we will put no resources out for that?
Well, you're also saying
that.
Yes, I just heard it.
If I could address your question.
Yeah.
So an unconstitutional law would be any law that's not consistent with the Constitution. That's why both the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of Iowa has a segment in it that states that any law passed not in accordance with this is not constitutional, is not a lawful law. So there are laws that are passed on a regular basis that are not constitutional.
But who decides whether those are unconstitutional?
Well, we rely on our legislators to pass laws, but we also rely on the Supreme Court to to make a determination on whether that law that was passed meets the muster to be constitutional.
Exactly.
So we do rely on those opinions. So there are laws that go out that we have to, sometimes it's a waiting process. Sometimes things get put on hold because we wait on the U.S. Supreme Court to take it up and make a determination. So in your question, if there is a law that was passed and to say that what a deputy, I assume you're referring to a Des Moines County Sheriff's deputy, is going to enforce a law that was out there that say was new that hasn't passed the constitutional muster, no. If I have a concern that this law is not constitutional, we're not going to enforce a law. I'm not going to put our sheriff's deputies at risk to go, for instance, say do a. If there was a law that was passed that said a certain item was illegal or this was regulated or not allowed, we're not going to put our deputies at risk to go out and say seize that item from a citizen that is lawfully, in accordance with the Constitution, possessing that item, and then put both our citizens and our deputies at risk.
Would you serve a warrant from out of county, out of state?
If I felt the warrant was legal, absolutely. If I felt it was constitutional, absolutely.
Okay. Do you think this ordinance is constitutional?
I think this ordinance is just restating our constitutional oaths.
It seems like this ordinance is toothless.
It's simply restating the oaths.
Well, then why don't we expand that and say, let's make Des Moines County a Bill of Rights sanctuary county.
I have no issue with reiterating and restating that we're going to follow the Constitution. I have no issue with that. We take an oath to support it. And I feel like this just reiterates that. I don't think it's going above and beyond that.
So if the ATF comes in the county, you're not going to stand in their way.
Well, I work with the ATF on a very regular basis. I've got a great relationship with them. And I would tell you that their beliefs are in line, that they're not going to enforce a law that's not constitutional.
I go back to, what's the point of this ordinance?
It's a proclamation.
What's the point?
Because in city business, you know, people have they have beliefs, they have something that they care about, and they say, hey, we want a proclamation. Now, when this came forward, I went to paragraph 2 of the, because I'm not the gunman, you know, by dead cold hands, but I'm definitely a protector of rights, and I know that one part of this is part of home rule. When we come with proclamations like this, it's community saying that. We still believe in home rule, and there's a level of that mm-hmm. we want to protect. Now, when you said it has no teeth, you're really right. It's a proclamation. So, to me, proclaiming that, I still believe that a person has a right to protect themselves. I still believe that. Well, I won't even bring scripture to it, but I will. I'm a minister. There's a scripture that says if a man doesn't take care of his house or his family, he's less than an infidel. I believe that every man has that right. I don't believe that people should be going around bringing in legal guns and things like that. But I'm also one of those people that don't believe in punishing the few or punishing everybody for the carelessness of a few. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to side with, if it's a proclamation with no teeth, with protecting people's rights. That's the way I feel about it. I just want to make that perfectly clear. Again, I've never been hunting. You know what I'm saying? My dad wouldn't take me hunting. We've never had an opportunity to do things like that. That being said, and I don't want anybody to shoot me. And I definitely don't want to shoot anybody else. But as far as me saying that I'm okay with this proclamation, I am. It's not saying anything that hasn't already been said. This state has already proclaimed the thing. But I just wanted to get that out of the way because I wasn't sure where this was going to go.
Well, I think the Bill of Rights, it states right out there.
It does.
I think the Second Amendment, frankly, is pretty, it's badly written, and it's and I think the Supreme Court has misinterpreted myself. But I'm still troubled by the fact that you cannot define what an unconstitutional law is. And
you know,
and if Iowa would pass a law saying that the waiting period to procure a gun is 6 months, would you say that that's unconstitutional? No. Until the court rules on it.
Your 2 minutes is up, but I'm going to tell you something. This has become a political issue between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And this is certainly a good example of why this country is in the shape it is in, because they will not work together, they will not be bipartisan, they want to be partisan
mm-hmm.
on the Democrats and the Republicans. So when you get them to start working together the way they should work, up in Washington, up in Des Moines, and work like we do here, we got a tripartisan here. We get along good. We work together, we don't agree on everything. But until that happens, I'm going to stick with what I swore to the Constitution.
And
time is up.
Okay, but you still
anybody else in here? Yes.
Major Al Nielsen, 15609 Highway 99. And I got to say, that was the longest 2 minutes I've ever sat through.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, if you pass this resolution, the reason for it is used to reaffirm our civil rights under the Second Amendment. And it sends a clear message to our legislative leaders at the state and the federal level. That's why we'd like to have you guys pass this. We've got 34 counties so far in the state of Iowa. We would like to get everybody. We'd like to get all 99, and we'd love to see the entire state go this way. Yes, it's toothless in some ways, but it tells our legislative leaders exactly what we want them to know, okay? We don't want to take our civil liberties away from us, okay? and that's what's happening. We see it eroded a little bit at a time, day after day. We see it on federal level. They're coming after us. They want to take a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more. And that's the way it is. We want to have this on record so they know they're going to hit opposition when it comes to local levels. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes, from Ms. Carey. I'm Marlon Dubetz, and my address is 13280 151st Street, West Burlington. Like you, Ms. Carey, I served in the military for 20 years and I'm extremely proud to call myself a patriot. And I was thinking about the importance of the Second Amendment, all the things I agree with Al, all the things that were stated. The Second Amendment Sanctuary City sends a message. And during this time in our society, I can find no more important thing to do than send a message that we are together defending the Constitution, which if you're in the military, we had a responsibility to do that. And I just wanted to briefly talk about the importance of the Second Amendment. I was looking at the past of some of the catastrophes, and I think about Tim McVeigh in 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing. 168 people dead, 19 children, injured 680 people. 9/11, 19 militants hijacked 4 airplanes, over 3,000 people dead. And we look right now at Vladimir Putin. He has the power to invade Ukraine, and thousands of people will die. Then you look at, a lot of people talk about Sandy Hook, 20-year-old Adam Lanz, I believe his name, shot and killed 26 people, 20 children between 6 and 7 years of age. When you look at all those catastrophes, the issue, there's one common thread. They're all evil. All these people were evil and decided to bring catastrophe to people. They didn't care what the consequences were. I'm a pro-Second Amendment person because guns, tanks, ball bats, you know, box cutters, it's the weapon that the evil utilizes. And I'm very pro-Second Amendment because of the statements that were made by some people in here, because of the fact that we have a constitutional right to defend against evil. And it's so disheartening to me as we watch cities burn, people setting up governments in Portland. And the fact is that if people were pro-Second Amendment, they could defend themselves, possibly, we could have stopped a lot of killings, a lot of needless destruction of all the buildings and all the protests. So I thank you for your time. It's evil that we're against. It's not guns that are the problem. And until we figure out how to eliminate evil, which is a whole nother topic, the Second Amendment gives us the right to be prepared to defend our property, our lives, and our kids' lives when evil decides to knock at our door, come to our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes.
Matt Shivers, 119 Greenwood, Burlington. I didn't come particularly prepared to speak, but when I think about the Constitution, I think about the laws are there to protect us. The people who need the protection the most are those who can afford it the least. We have really access to weapons. People can buy guns. There's no, really very little limit on the guns that people can buy anymore. But I think about, as I'm a healthcare professional, and I think about it in terms of healthcare. We have rules in all of the healthcare that help protect people because of the way that those rules work. We have rules in laws to protect people by the way that the laws work. The laws aren't there to take guns away from everybody. Laws are there to get the guns in the right hands of people, I believe, and protect those who don't have the guns. The last thing I wanted to say was I think that what Mr. Allison was talking about as far as what I feel like what we're encouraging is to deny or object to laws that we disagree with. And to me, that's a civil disobedience issue, which I think is better taken on an individual basis rather than as a government body. It seems to me what we're saying is that if we don't like the law, we're not going to follow it. And I know when I don't follow a law, I usually get in trouble for it. So I feel like we need to encourage our law enforcement people to follow the laws that are out there. And if it's an unconstitutional law, then the legal system will identify that, and that'll be the end of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, the Second Amendment is about more than just firearms. It's about rights. It's been mentioned. The Second Amendment to the Constitution is one of the first 10 amendments, a special set of amendments known collectively as the Bill of Rights. The late Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson famously said, "The very purpose of the Bill of Rights was to withdraw certain subjects from the vicissitudes of political controversy, to place them beyond the reach of majorities and officials." Keeping those rights beyond the reach of majorities and officials is exactly what this resolution seeks to support. I make a motion that we approve the resolution to declare Des Moines County a Second Amendment sanctuary city. County.
A second. Terry?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Nothing new to mention. We haven't got any comments or anything.
Anything to say on this, Jared?
I think anything that we haven't said already, this goes for all of these, well, the two, subdivision and zoning, that have been on the books now for over two decades, that it's just, what we have here is we feel is an improved product for the enforcement of basic land use regulations in Des Moines County, one countywide subdivision in this case. But we've spent a lot of time looking at other ordinances, looking at best practices, finding ways to make things clear that weren't so clear to begin with for the public that we work with on these matters. So. We're happy to be at this point where we can present an improved ordinance for more efficient enforcement going forward.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second. Terry.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Motion to approve the second public reading of the public hearing of the subdivision ordinance number 29.
Second.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. I make a motion that we waive the third reading.
Second.
On all three?
I think you have
just
to go
one
time. It's just the second one. We got to waive it next month. So where are we at? Zoning, public hearing for zoning?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
So you're waiving the third?
I'm waiving the third on the subdivision ordinance, I think is what he was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waiving the third hearing and.
of the subdivision number 29.
Okay, so you're waiving the third reading and approving? Are you doing that all in one motion?
Yes.
Waiving the third reading and approving the subdivision ordinance?
Yes.
Was that motion made?
Yes.
A second. All right.
Yes.
I got the motion. I thought Tom seconded it.
Okay.
Tom did second.
He's like, I don't remember. That was 30 seconds ago.
Okay. So
Shane somewhere else.
Okay. Now we can take the vote.
What?
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yeah.
Okay. So the subdivision ordinance is approved.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll sign these after we go through the other two right now.
Okay.
Now we need public hearing for the zoning ordinance number 34.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Anything on this one, Zach, or here?
Nothing new.
Similar to the other one, except in this case, we're dealing with a specific area around the city of Burlington within 2 miles. And so it's a similar thing where it's just making it clear how to enforce this thing, what the public's role is, and when somebody has a development in that particular area, what they need to do, and what the process is to have it reviewed and eventually approved. So another situation where there's a number of things that needed to be cleared up, and a number of situations where best practices offered an opportunity to improve what was already in there. So it's just, and then also with the zoning map as well, with a few tweaks to the map and what the best use of certain property is going forward, just largely mirroring what's there today. So same thing, we just think it's great to see this finally updated and made more efficient.
Motion to close. Second.
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Jared.
Shane McCampbell?
Please.
Tom
yes.
Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Same, we'll sign this after the meeting.
Motion to approve the second hearing of the zoning ordinance number 34 and to waive the third hearing.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Moving on, need a motion on a public hearing for the airport regulations.
So moved.
Second.
Terry. So.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Real quick, I was going to just reiterate, this was Southeast Iowa Regional Airport asked us to work on this on their behalf, and so it's not just to Des Moines County, it's Burlington, West Burlington, so we're also working. And we got to the approval process of those two entities, but we're Zoning Commission this week for Burlington, and then working on timeline for West Burlington, so it's going to be moving with those agencies as well. And then I did want to just mention, I got a comment from the airport on the official map. They wanted to add a little context with some elevations on it, so we're going to make that change to the official map to add those elevations for some of the zones on there, but it doesn't really change the extent of the zones or anything. It's more just adding context to the map, so we're going to make that change to the official map.
Thank you, Zach.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I move we accept public hearing for the airport approach regulations, ordinance number 58, waive the third reading.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Thank you for all the work you've gentlemen done on all that.
Thank you. It's a lot, but it's a lot of work. Got them all done together and
a lot of work station on it.
Appreciate it.
We want to have a payroll claim reimbursement.
Second.
$191.40. Terry.
Shane Campbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have personnel action. We have three of them for the local health. And looks like we got three for the sheriff and one for DESCOM. We'll do the local health first and we'll do all three of them together here. Okay, with you gentlemen. First one is for Stephanie Gall. It's a new hire, full-time health promotion coordinator, annual salary, $50,664.75, effective 2/22/2022. That would be today, on Tuesday. Next one is for Bridget Davis, public health nurse, 1.63 hours of unpaid leave on 2/17/22. And the third one is for Judith Weatherwax, a certified nurse's aide, 9.96 unpaid time off, February the 18th and February the 19th.
Motion to approve all three.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
People are emailing during the meeting. It's just ridiculous. Some people must be whacked out of day.
Okay, for the this is for the sheriff's office. We have John Gates, an anniversary. Previous rate was $47,107. The new rate is $50,247.60. The next one is for Xander
Schweiss.
Okay, it's an anniversary. Previous rate was $47,107.10. New rate is $50,247.60. And the third one is for Brandon McLellan. Anniversary rate. Previous rate was $56,528.51. New rate is $59,669.
Move to approve all three.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Then we have one for DESCOM, Randall Diaz, telecommunicator.
She's on maternity leave.
What's that?
Left-hand corner. It shows she's on maternity leave, so she'll have unpaid time.
Let's see where.
Leave of absence.
Oh, maternity leave of absence. Got that little bitty X in that. Okay. So the pay period ending February the 4th, 2022, and for the payroll date of February 11th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Okay, we have reports for the sheriff's report for January of 2022. These will be on file in the auditor's office to read at your discretion.
2,500 RMB. The bands this month were a little more expensive.
We have the minutes for the regular meeting on January the 15th. 2022.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Let's get it on.
Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. That would be a work session with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. Couple of weeks.
So do you know when you want that on there? You said a couple of weeks?
Next week. After just sometime within the next couple of weeks.
March the 8th.
Sounds fine. Let me double check.
March the 8th. That sounds okay to you, Zach. Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
Are you that's Wednesday.
All right, sorry, I was
day off. Thank you all. So you
want March the 8th? March the 8th, yeah.
Okay, and then also we've got a couple new ordinances that were, a couple old ordinances that we need to revise. So I need to put publication dates in of when we're going to have those public hearings. One of them is Ordinance 6 to correct a Scrivener's error, and the other one is Ordinance 38. And that is for the well.
Yeah, it's Chapter 38, readopting that chapter. We need to sign a new 28E agreement with the state, and they wanted us to revise the ordinance to make sure that it's fully adopted for Chapter 38 of Environmental Health.
Okay.
So I'll get those notices sent out for our public hearings, and those will probably be in March, too, later. Because by the time I get the notices sent out to the weeklies, so that they can get those in there, so.
Okay, committee reports.
I had a youth board this week. It's all about kids, man. Nothing really to report on that, just... Yeah, the kids need support. Community action, nothing really support there. It's just that they're trying to get some, well, we started an incentive to try to keep some of the staff because they're still down, I don't know, 25 plus. And then workforce development, still having the same issues they have been, is not getting people to show up to get jobs. So we're trying to figure out how to get motivated at a board meeting, how to get people motivated to get up and to go get a job. So interesting meetings. It was wonderful, fun, had by all. That's all I have to report you.
I didn't have any meetings.
I didn't have any.
Certainly not one. Not enjoyable.
Okay.
Can I ask Shane one question?
Yes, please.
What do you mean by youth board?
It's the youth board. I don't know. I don't know what it's called. It's the youth board. Really? You want to try to embarrass me like
well,
this in
no,
front of people while we're live? It's the youth board, Terry. Thousands of people watching on YouTube.
Well. Biggest
and I'm
audience.
Just trying to figure out which one this is.
It's the youth board. I'll show you.
We'll look at your list. Okay?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two kids' boards that I'm on, but it's the big one.
It's the big one.
Don't ever embarrass me like this publicly again, Terry. Shameful.
Okay, we need a motion to go on
you need public input.
We have any public input.
After I interrupt again.
Seeing nobody.
You might want to give him 2 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to give him 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I would just like to thank Rodney during this time for fixing my fob, even though he was very hesitant. And when I said my fob broke, he tried to get me some tape. I want that documented. Wayne County's better than that, Rodney. But I do appreciate them.
Okay, we're going to give you 2 minutes for any public input. You call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or call or email board@dmcounty.com. That would be board@dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes. Anybody here have any comments?
I ran into your daughter the other day.
Yeah, I got to talk about that. I got a doctor bill for a broken pinky toe.
Hey, man, you tell that kid, so next time she's disrespectful, it's going to be even worse. Yeah, before I left, I said, oh, yeah, I can't remember her name. I said, see a bad girl? She goes, it's a bad kid. Get it right.
That's funny. No, she had a good time. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, man, it was a good time.
Forgot about that. I meant to call you back.
Huh?
I meant to call you back. I forgot all about that.
I like the spunky ones.
Yeah. Oh. You call your lawyer first.
Yeah. That's what I was waiting on.
Ask him. He didn't get here if he's got anything.
Okay. Sure,
yeah. Yeah.
Sorry I was late.
You got anything for us? I didn't see you walk in.
We had an all-day management team meeting. Just every month we have a management team meeting. Lasts all day. So that was on Friday. We are very busy trying to get ready for all these changes with the state law and everything. We're asking, the CO region is asking the state of Iowa for a definition of administrative expenses, what chart of account codes to use, and because all the regions are kind of allocating administrative expenses differently, so we're asking for some consistency. But we don't have an answer back from the state on that yet. So there's things like that, but a lot of business going on, but just keeping busy.
Thanks, Ken. Here comes Lisa, our county attorney. Have you got anything new to enlighten the board on?
No. Just busy.
Just busy, huh? Okay, our 2 minutes is up, so.
Motion to go into closed session with maintenance.
Correct.
Don't we have to? Might as well ask all three. Don't they have? They have to request a closed session for a personnel evaluation. What are your individual decisions or wishes?
I request go in closed session.
I request closed session.
Okay.
Maintenance director Rodney Williams are first.
Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
You're ready.
Okay,
what?
Ready.
You're ready to continue.
Motion to end the closed session.
Second.
Terry.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. With an aye, we are out of here.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Don't you still got some?